The 2,000-page emergency plan has been updated regularly, but a lot of it still remains from as far back as the Long Island Lighting Company. This plan has come under intense scrutiny following Superstorm Sandy, when a commission set up by Governor Andrew Cuomo ridiculed the document for containing errors such as antiquated company names. Many, but not all, of those company names have been removed. Lou DiBrino is the manager of emergency response for PSEG Long Island. Previously, he worked for PSEG's predecessor, National Grid. He says PSEG began updating the emergency plan starting in December, but a lot of the changes started before then.
This has been an ongoing process since even after Irene. We've been trying to tweak this storm response, right? There was a lot of lessons learned after Irene. A lot of good things were implemented that were part of Sandy, which I believe made Sandy response better. We've had a lot of lessons learned from PSEG New Jersey, PSEG, in terms of the way they operate, with the recommendations that have come from DPS, from the Moreland Commission, from other utilities.
DiBrino and others say PSEG's main influence on the emergency plan has been to add communication staff. Officials say about 30 people have been added to respond to customers on social media, and more than 20 people have been added to communicate with municipalities. Communication has been a consistent criticism of LIPA National Grid going back years. Matt Cordero is a LIPA trustee and a former executive of several utilities. He says improved communication is only as good as the information available to communicate.
Social media gives people the sense that at least they're being listened to. But from the standpoint of its value, if you don't have information to convey, it's worthless. People want to know when their power is going to be restored.
Cordero says what Long Island ratepayers really need is a new outage management system, which is something PSEG is hoping to have in place by the end of the year. Charles Lane, WSHU News.